Yo, what it is, what it go.
So silly. What is going on, everyone? What is going on? Happy Thursday. It is April 1st. What they call it, April Fool's Day? But yeah, man, we're going to get right into it. So how are you guys? How was March for y'all? How was the end of February for you guys? I felt like February and March was quite long, right? Like, it was a full... We felt those days. We felt all 28 days. We felt March. But yeah, as I mentioned in my earlier episode, I did move to LA. I am in LA, and I am in my... studio apartment, so we're doing well, you know, we're doing very well. If I sound very like tired and stuff, it's because in this first day period woes, you know, and I had a headache, so I'm dealing with the headache medicine, with the energy of that. So yeah, being a woman, yay, period, awesome. It's crazy though, I don't have any cramps or whatever, but I just have a headache. And I realized, like, damn, my mom used to get headaches, she used to get bad headaches, but so I guess I took that on from her. I'm currently staring at my cat Sebastian as he looks like he is about to attack this the snake teddy bear that I got from IKEA. I am a kid, you guys, so just want y'all to know that. But yeah, so there's a lot to talk about. I was talking to my friends about, like, just some wild dating stories or whatever like that. But yeah, so recently I go on Instagram and there's this person asking, like, hey, do you know someone named Jockey or Jackie, something like that? And I'm like, no. First off, like, it's on the you know how, like, with Instagram, someone can DM you, and if you don't follow them, it goes into, like, basically an unread type of folder. And I'm like, clearly this person is like a scam type of thing, because I get a lot of messages of just like, oh, play with me type of thing, or just like, hey, do you want to grow your followers? So that goes into the batch of, like, I don't follow you, I'm constantly blocking weird fucking, like, profiles and shit like that. So yeah, so I'm like, I'm not paying this person any mind, and I realize they are looking at my... whoever this person is, or robot, you know, or but what they call them, bots, to be looking at my story. I know people are like, you know, let these people look or whatever. Some people are like that, like, oh, let these people look, I don't care who's looking at my story. I do, I care. I don't want, like, if I don't know you or whatever, but I know, like, you know, some people just they find your stuff and just, like, are very inspired or whatever like that. But I'm talking about people who are weird people, like those type of people, or spams. I don't like spams, really, like, and I know you can't, like, control everything. So this person saw my story and I'm like, yo, I'm blocking them. So then fast forward, I saw that they try to, like, I guess video chat me on Instagram. I'm like, who the fuck, like, who is this person? Like, who the fuck is this person? And they're like, hey, I noticed that you blocked me when I asked if you knew Jackie. I'm like, first, oh my god. So then now I have to, like, accept the damn message and say, hey, I don't know you or that person, so I don't know who you're talking about. You're fucking weird. Like, yo, what the heck? And of course their page is private. Like, I don't know who you are. And, like, they have their name and then they have a dot colon. Like, what? Why is your last name colon dealing with the butt and boo-boo? Like, that's weird. So anywho, I'm, like, going to block that person again because it's freaking weird, unless they say something, because I'm like, I don't know who you are and I don't know who that person is. Freaking weirdo. Like, people are weird. So anywho, I got some great news today. I received a great email from my agent. about a project that I booked. I've been out here auditioning, you guys. So it's been, it's been going well. Been getting auditions from, my agents and stuff like that. So I've been very grateful on that end. It's been very busy since I've been back in LA. And I'm on my, new fitness wave. I got me a blender. I've been making smoothies. So come at me if you want a smoothie, maybe. I got you. I can put a sea moss in there. I got you. I'm out here in these streets making smoothies. And, working out every morning. That's what I do. I'm on a new wave now. Y'all not on my level. No, just kidding. Maybe y'all aren't. I'm trying to catch up to y'all. No, just kidding. But no, I'm on my just new wave of just energy, focusing on myself, spoiling myself. I'm not spoiling anyone other than my cat, myself. If it's my friend's birthday, getting them something, or parents or whatever like that. But yeah, I'm not spoiling anyone, because I used to when I used to like someone, like go on a date with someone, I'll always make sure I'll cover their dinner and all that stuff. And it's like, we're not going to no typical basic ass dinner, We'll go to a high-end place that has really good food, and the atmosphere is dope and it's gorgeous. And I'm just why am I really wasting my time on these shorties, But yeah, so now I'm just all about spoiling myself and giving that energy to myself and loving myself the way I want to be loved, and spoiling my cat and all that jazz. And it feels amazing, because I'm I don't have to rely on anyone. I don't have to, it just feels great. It just feels really, really great. What was I gonna say? Oh, yes. So I have I have some story times for you. Okay, so, and we're gonna do the joke of the day. Okay, we are back, y'all. Okay, so now we got the jokes of the day. I know I haven't done the joke of the day in a minute, so we're back on that. The joke and the fact of the day. I love doing those. So, here we go. What do you call a cow with two legs? I don't know, Unique. What do you call a cow with two legs? Lean beef. You see? Yo, I'm hot right now. Let me give y'all another one, because I feel like y'all didn't really appreciate the first one. Here we go. What does corn say when you give it a compliment? Sebastian, what does corn say when you give it a compliment? He doesn't know. No one knows. Ah, shucks. You see how clever that is? You see how, I'm hot right now. Let me stop, because I'm spoiling y'all. I'm spoiling y'all. Okay. So the other day, earlier this week, I got myself a massage. I'm getting massages now. I highly advise people, especially my people of color, we deserve luxury, we deserve self-care, and whether it comes from someone doing it or it comes from ourselves, we deserve that. But I highly advise people to just take yourself, go get a massage. It doesn't matter what gender, what pronoun you are, go get yourself a massage. Spoil yourself with self-care, y'all. But I got myself a massage, and when I tell you, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling vibey. I'm feeling amazing, for real. And the way she cracked me up, my neck, I started laughing. I was whoa, you ever have someone cracking you, just started laughing? I was just like, oh. She's like, you okay? I was like, yeah. And she started laughing with me, and she was hilarious. And I'm like, after this, because, you massaging, so it's like, you want to get dinner after that? No, just kidding. But it felt really, really good. And Yeah, man, I definitely just want to be more on myself about, like, taking myself to go get a massage at least, like, every month or every other month, because it's much needed. And, like, our body takes on so much, you know, energy and stuff. And sometimes we just don't realize how much our body takes. And it's just, like, it's so, it feels really good to just, you know, to get those kinks out, to massage it out. Sometimes it's going to hurt because we hold in so much pain and pressure and, you know, the days and all that stuff, what we go through. So, yeah, it's very important to, you know, get a massage, you know, get your feet done, get your nails done. It doesn't matter what gender or pronouns. Sorry about that, y'all. I got a call in the midst. But yeah, so like I was saying that, but I highly advise, you know, we get massages, you know, get your feet done, get your nails done, get your hair done maybe one day. If you don't get your hair done, like, or get a haircut or whatever, like, you know, it's not every day you want to get your hair done, but just like, just let someone else cater to you, you know what I mean? So you definitely deserve that. You know, take yourself shopping, you know, play with your pet if you have a pet, or a child if you have a child, or multiple kids or whatever like that, or paint. Just go explore. I've always been the person to just like, just get up and go on an adventure, go take yourself out to dinner, take yourself to the movies, go see a play, just do something new, do something fun. You know, it feels so good. You don't have to wait on someone to do it. Just go do it. If you're like, you know, I really want to go see this film, but I'm waiting on this person, or I really want to go to this place, but I'm waiting on this person, just do it. Go yourself. You know what I mean? Go travel. You know, it's different now because of COVID. In a way that is safe for you and for others, you know, be cautious and aware, and just do it the safe way if you are traveling within the States or overseas, you know what I mean? But yeah, just do something fun for yourself. It could be something small or something big, and it doesn't have to only be for like your birthday or like the holidays or whatever. Just do it because it's a Monday or it's a Tuesday. Just have those moments with yourself. You know, because it feels really good. And I tell you, it feels great. It feels great. Like I mentioned before, it feels great, you know. But yeah, man, yeah. Okay, so I was supposed to give you guys some story time, right? All right, so I know I'm always on and off saying like, yeah, man, I'm done with dating. I'm off these fucking dating apps. That's on the set. No, I was kidding. I don't bang y'all, I promise. So I'm on, you know, two dating apps. What is it? Tinder and Hinge. So sometimes you like link up with cool people, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you connect with weirdos, so then you're like, unmatch, you know, whatever. Or you try to see where they're at, and then you're just like, oh, that's kind of wonky. There's a reason why you're single. So anywho, this person, they're like non-binary, and already off the jump, I'm not attracted to non-binary people. I consider myself non-binary. I'm androgynous. My pronouns are she, they, but I just am not attracted to non-binary, androgynous, masculine presenting women. That's not my thing. I am attracted to feminine women. You know, more feminine than me, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm just attracted to feminine women. That's what I like. But, and everyone has their like a compliment or whatever, but it doesn't mean that I see you in a way that I find you attractive, or I want to date you, or, you know, be affectionate towards you or whatever like that. I just see you as a friend. You know, or whatever. So anywho, we could be friends or whatever. So already, like, they're starting to message me very like long stuff, and you can tell they're trying to go more of like a dating path, and I'm like, I'm trying to bring them back to friend level, and they're still trying to like go more the dating, you know, energy. I'm like, just bring back to the friend level. So anywho, they're like, hey, you know, you got to do the typical. This is a typical thing people always do. Like,
Hey, so yeah, this app is acting crazy. Let's just take this somewhere else, via phone. Or do you have Instagram, or like I don't really use this app, so let's just, here's my number, just text me, type of thing. Or here's my Instagram, people always use that whole thing. And I'm like, all right, cool, yeah, whatever. So I'll text them, I text them like I think the next day or 2 days after or whatever. I was like, hey, what's up, it's Unique. I'm already giving that energy, like boom. Just like, what do I look like having you in the back, like sitting, like having you sit in the back of me? Yeah. Anywho, they're like, yeah, I stay with my partner. I was like, oh, that's what's up. And then they're all like, yeah, I went on a date with this like one girl, and we ended up like kissing, but they didn't like, after like that date, they were like very kind of like ghosty on me, like wasn't really replying, wasn't really contacting me. And they're all like, yeah, I'm the type of person to constantly keep contacting you. I'm just like, that's kind of annoying. That's kind of like going to like weird stalker vibes. I'm like, why would you do that? Can't you get the hint? They're like, yeah, I'm just the type of person just constantly keep. I'm like, that's annoying. That's like, and I was thinking like, damn, that's low key like a red flag. Cause like, how are you not getting hints? So anywho, fast forward to, they're all like, oh, I don't have anything to do tonight. I was like, no, I'm not trying to hang out tonight. Cause I'm just like, just chatting it up with you or whatever. And I was like, Saturday, I don't really have plans, so we could like go hiking, and I guess we'll do the what do you call that, farmers market on Sunday. And I'm just like thinking like, damn, I really don't want to spend the whole weekend hang, like, you know what I mean? But it's not, it wasn't even like going to be that long. So anyway, I was like, yeah, we could go hiking or whatever on Saturday. So fast forward to like that night, I'm like, oh hey, I end up getting like my period. So I text him, I'm like, hey, I'm not gonna make it to the hiking, but Sunday I will be able to make the farmers market. They're like, all right, cool. And they're all like, oh, what's your favorite period food? Okay. Afternoon-ish, they end up FaceTiming me out of the blue. I'm like, mind you, I did not contact this person on Saturday. I'm like, why the heck is this person FaceTiming me? What the fuck? So then of course, I didn't answer. After I declined the call, like 2 minutes later, they text me saying, "Hey, boo, I know you're on a period. Wanted to know if you need me to stop by and drop off some, like, chocolate, some other stuff, and some weed." I'm like, what? So then I'm like, yo, I didn't respond immediately. I took my time to respond because I'm like, yo, what is this? How is this person not getting any damn hints? So then I end up texting. I was like, hey, one, it's too soon for you to come to my place. I don't even know you. We haven't even linked up in person yet. Two, I don't see you that way. I only see you as friends. And three, I'm not going to be able to make it to the farmer's market. So boom. And I'm just like, yeah. So anywho, that's what I tell them. Fast forward to a couple weeks later. And what is it? They could, I don't know if you ever, so on Hinge, I'm pretty sure everyone knows about Hinge, but anywho, if you don't know about Hinge, you're able to basically like someone and put a comment under their photo, and then if that person likes you, you can match with them, you know what I mean? So you can see who likes you. So anywho, they commented under my photo. It was like, "Hey boo, I'm single now. I don't know if that means anything, but let me know so we can hang out." And I'm just like, yo, what the hell? Like, what is this person on? First of all, you have my number, right? And also, by the way, I text that person like saying like, "Hey, I don't see you that way. I only see you as friends. I'm not attracted to non-binary people. And also, I don't want you coming to my damn house." Like, you know what I mean? We didn't even link in person. I don't even know your energy or your vibe or whatever. So you... like, also, like, you could text me. And then also, like, why are you fucking commenting on my Hinge photo saying like, "Hey, I'm single now"? First of all, I don't fucking care if you're single or whatever. I don't see you that way, you know what I mean? So it's just like, yo, how come you can't get it through your thick skull, son? Your thick skull. So now it just seems like I'm like mean or whatever because I gotta constantly like let you know. But anywho, I end up Xing the because you can also decline the person like on Hinge, but I end up declining that person's likes. I'm like, this person is just literally oblivious. So yeah, that's what that was, and that's what happened earlier to me this week, man. It's wild out here, y'all. I tell you, it's wild out here. But I got a notification that my food is on the way. I'm so excited. I'm hungry, y'all. But yeah, there are some other stories too, but I'm just like, I got stories on stories. And yeah, I'm also the type of person where it's just like, if I don't see you that way, please don't talk to me like you're trying to flirt with me. I'm just like, ew, yuck. And I constantly have to put up that boundary, and people are just going like crossing that boundary. It's just like, yo, can you respect my boundary, please? Can you respect my boundary? Like, no. Stop. No means no. For real. All right, so now we're going to get to the fact of the day. And yeah, I miss y'all for real. Okay, this one's kind of like this was I guess let's ask another question. These are kind of boring. I'm feeling curious from Google. Fact. Cool facts. I wonder how are y'all doing? Cool facts. It has been hot in LA. Like, god damn. Yo, I'm on my, I've been riding my Monday motorbike. And when I tell y'all, I be feeling like I'm in a motorcycle. I got my motorcycle helmet on. I'm over here in a parking lot parking, you know, got the alarm. So you can't even see me. I'm out here in these streets just having fun. I'm loving it. I'm very grateful. All right. This is a fun one. The first oranges weren't orange. What? The original oranges from Southeast Asia were a tangerine pomelo hybrid, and they were actually green. In fact, oranges in warmer regions like Vietnam and Thailand still stay green through maturity. For more interesting facts, find out which orange came first, the color or the fruit. Isn't that cool? Okay. Alrighty. Here's another one. There's only one letter that doesn't appear in any U.S. state name. Whoa! Can you guess the answer to this random fact? You'll find a Z, Arizona, a J, New Jersey, and even two X's, New Mexico, and Texas, but not a single Q. Okay, that's kind of cool. I wanted to start this thing where I read bad ratings on restaurants or stores or whatever, because people be going in. They be like, first off, I didn't even sit down. Johnny looked at me and he knew that I wanted sparkling water and he gave me tap. I already knew the food was going to be crap. But yeah, so I really want to start doing that, you guys, just for shits and giggles. But yeah. Okay, so I had to make sure. I swear, also living in an apartment building is just it's pros and it's cons. It's always something. But yeah, like I said, so those are fun things, and yeah, I want to start doing the, you know, reading fun bad ratings on restaurants and stuff. I think that'll be fun, you know, just for shits and giggles. But yeah, man, we're coming towards the end of the episode. Like I said, you guys have a wonderful, I don't think I said that earlier. Oh shoot, damn, I just dropped my water bottle. I only had a little bit of water in it. It's like I'm about to eat. But have a wonderful weekend, y'all. You know, spoil yourself, love yourself, and as always, peace, love, happiness. Peace.